Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Classical music has an elitist reputation. The conventional repertoire is based almost exclusively on the work of Western European white males, and the audience for those works are largely older and also white. But the music of Bach is sublime, and the duo Black Violin wants to bring it to people who might not otherwise hear it. Violinist Kev Sylvester and violist Will Baptiste are both classically trained and have spent the last 13 years forging a distinctive sound that mixes the three B's of Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms over the heavy beats and rhythm change-ups of hip-hop. They'll bring their musical fusion to Eline Hall this Saturday evening. I reached Baptiste by phone and wondered how he ended up picking the viola.
Well, it's a funny story. I wanted to play the saxophone, and I was put in the wrong class. And till this day, I mean, it's a story that is almost, how does that even happen? But I didn't realize it, honestly. In 2012, our teacher, we had a show on Broadway in New York, and our music teacher came to the show, and we went out after the show just to have drinks and hung out. And he told me the real reason why I got in his class. And he told me, listen, the band teacher and I had a bet. We played golf, and whoever won this golf game gets this kid in their class. So that's how I got switched over to orchestra instead of band, because I initially wanted to play the saxophone.
So were you a kid that was like always getting in trouble?
No, I was a good kid, fairly good kid. But you know, I got into wanting to play the sax because I used to beat on the table a lot, and the security guards would get really upset at me. And he told me a quick story how he used to play the saxophone and play gigs on the weekends and make money. So I was like, oh, I need money, so maybe I should do that. That's what happened.
So the band leader and the orchestra teacher were actually competing for you.
Exactly. I guess what happened was when I initially wanted to play, I went to the band teacher. I was really excited. I was like, listen, I really want to play. And he's like, all right, just sign up. You know, I just left the room and I signed up. And I guess the orchestra teacher was in the room at the time, and I guess they just, I don't know, saw the enthusiasm in my face, and they said, "Hey, I want this kid in my class," and they're like, "Well, I'll play you for it."
That's really cool. So you ended up with the orchestra teacher, and the viola was just sitting there?
Yeah, I mean, the viola was the instrument that everyone literally ignored. I mean, like, everyone picked up the violin, the cello, even the bass, but there was plenty of violas to spare. So I was always the odd kid in school. So, you know, if no one's wants to pick up this thing, I'll pick it up. Because in my mind, I'm not going to be playing this for long anyway. So I'll pick up the one instrument that everyone's ignoring, the one instrument that doesn't have the cool solos or anything. So
the poor viola, it is such a beautiful sound. I mean, the sound of a viola is just, it's caressing, I think, you know, and it gets so much grief.
It does.
But you and a lot of other viola players out there are putting paid to that. I mean, they're basically saying, no, wait a minute. You know, this instrument actually has a lot going for it. So when did you and Kev get together? Did you meet in orchestra?
Yeah, we met in orchestra class, and I was a freshman, he was a sophomore in high school. We're a stand partner. That's how we met.
And how many years later now?
Man, I'm 20 years later.
So the thing you weren't going to play very long, you're still playing.
Right. Still playing it 22 years strong.
Well, and of course, one of the things that Black Violin does is mix genres so really spectacularly well. I mean, you both have those classical chops, so you know your scales and you know the harmonies and you know the theory, you know, behind what you're doing. You can play Bach and Beethoven and Brahms, but you're also doing hip hop, and you're mixing the two in such a really cool way. When did that idea, was that always part of what you guys were doing together?
Not collectively. I think the idea of just blending hip hop was something that was always in us. I mean, we were hip hop before we were classical. You know, like before we even picked up the instrument. You know, we're just regular kids listening to radio, listening to the popular songs on the radio. So when we got introduced to this world, this classical world, for us it was just natural to try to experiment. And honestly, it was just having fun. You know, just hearing something on the radio that had a distinctive violin melody and come to school and learn it at home and come to school play it, and the kids would go crazy. Oh, that's cool. That song, that's on the radio, you know? So that was always cool, and it was fun doing it, you know? But I don't think we thought anything of it. It was just fun, something we've always done. Even when we, at the college, we came together and started producing and working with artists, and something that we wanted to do, we wanted to incorporate classical music and popular music in a way that no one's ever done it. And even then, you know, playing on top of a piece of a beat that we created wasn't something that was new to us. It just felt natural. It's just something that we've always dabbled into, but it just wasn't something that we thought was revolutionary. It's just something we've always done just for fun, you know. But until we started realizing how much people really loved it and how much people really were drawn to it, we took it and ran with it.
Groups like the Two Cellos and other where they have the classical training and then they'll play rock and roll on the cello, or they'll do hip hop, or they'll do jazz or something else. But what I love about what you guys do is that you do both. It's not that you're taking classical instruments and necessarily playing hip hop, and it's not that you're taking hip hop instruments and necessarily playing classical. You're doing both things at the same time.
Right. It's very purposeful. I mean, we try to kind of, bridge the gap, so to speak, and we try to give you an equal blend of both genres and a lot of different, you know, mixing in the middle. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to one of our tracks, I mean, there's some funk and jazz in there as well. And, you know, for us, you know, our sound and our music is a hard-hitting beat and beautiful strings on top. That's just who we are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's just the formula, I would say, you know.
And you get to hear, as an audience member, you get to hear both.
Right. You get to hear both. You get to appreciate both, whether you're a person that listens to Beethoven, Mozart all day long, or you're a person that listens to rap music all day long. There's an equal blend, because it's something that it's almost like it kind of lends itself to both genres, you know, like someone that wasn't really necessarily someone that would listen to classical music is now more, you know, more open to listening to classical music and vice versa, you know. And particularly with the kids, it's amazing the way the kids react to it, you know. And these are violins, and it's hip-hop, you know, but they completely understand what's going on stage. And now they're more open to listening to a piece or a classical piece or anything now, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you get feedback from people saying, man, I never listened to Mozart, but now I want to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Particularly the kids. You know, the kids will tell you, oh, my God, I thought I was coming to this boring violin concert, but you guys are, this is awesome, you know?
And do you find that kids pick up music, that they say, you know, I want to learn to do something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of young musicians, a lot of string musicians are doing that, you know, they pick up the instrument and they understand that they can't do what we do unless they understand the scales and arpeggios. Because we tell them, listen, yeah, we make it look easy just because we know the scales. All the boring stuff that your teacher is telling you to do, those are essential to be able to do what we're doing.
Yeah, you have to have the chops. You have to have it in your fingers.
Absolutely. The fundamentals are crucial.
When you put a concert together and you're starting to think about, you know, how you're going to marry these two sounds. What's your process? Do you guys just get in the studio and start fooling around and seeing what happens?
Pretty much. You know, the process is very organic. Sometimes we work with a lot of producers, so a lot of times they'll come in with a beat ready, and if we like it, we literally will orchestrate it right then and there. We go in a booth, and here comes the song, you know? Or sometimes we'll just start from scratch, you know? We'll come up with this violin melody and put the beat to that, you know? So our process is very open, you know. We try not to limit ourselves when it comes to being creative musically, you know. And at the end of the day, as long as it has, you know, the ingredients that is the signature black violin track, then it's all good, you know.
You say the kids love this stuff. Do you get any kind of pushback at all from people who are either hardcore hip hop or hardcore classical, saying you guys shouldn't be doing this?
Not at all. You know, I think people find that surprising, but we don't get any kind of pushback. Because you have to understand, as a classical musician, you're not taught to play whatever you feel. You know, so the idea of a violin player and a violist playing whatever they feel, listening to a piece of music, and not knowing the music itself, but just knowing the key that it's in and being able to play on top of that music. I mean, it's unheard of, you know. So to classical musicians, that's, even that in itself is just like, wow, that's, how did you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And improvising. Because if you're a guitarist, you're a saxophone player, you know, you're kind of trained from the beginning from that. If you're a guitarist, you go to a lesson, the first thing they say, what's your favorite song? I'll teach it to you. You know, they don't do that when you're playing the violin. They put a piece of music in front of you. Here's some Vivaldi or here's some Bach. Play that, you know? So I think on that side, they're appreciative and they see, you know, how, wow, this thing that you're able to do, that's cool. I wish I can do that. And on the flip side, the violin just has this stigma, this like, oh my God, you must be an astronaut or, you know, a physicist if you play the violin, because it's just looked at as such a difficult instrument. So for us, when people see us play and they hear us play, they're just like, man, you guys are so good, man. How did you even do that? Because a lot of times when people tell us, I used to play in fifth grade or fourth grade, but I quit. You know, we tell them, I mean, we just never quit. We just kept going, you know.
So if you're sitting at home and you just want to pick up the viola, what do you play?
I try to play a scale, play like in an exercise to get my fingers loose, you know, get them warmed up, and I try to play some scales. But I will always, for the most part, start plucking it like a guitar, because I love doing that. And it gets my fingers going. And then I just close my eyes and just play, just go. Whatever I'm feeling, however I'm feeling at that moment, that's what comes out.
Will Baptiste, we are so looking forward to having you in town. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Violist Will Baptiste is one half of Black Violin. He and the other half, violinist Kev Sylvester, bring their distinctive sound to Eline Hall Saturday night. There is more information about Black Violin at wuwm.com.